Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the line with us now, the head football coach of the Nicholls State Fighting Colonels, Tim Rebo. This segment is brought to you weekly by the sports medicine team of Thibodaux Regional Medical Center, Rouse's Markets, and also First American Bank. Timmy, congratulations. Big win, 24-6 over North Dakota. And now you're headed up north. But, man, you guys, really, you played that game in your lane of traffic. You were able to run the football effectively. And when you needed a big play in the passing game, number five knows how to get open.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. It's really good. Let me tell you, man, it's good to be working into December.
That's like right, in December.
When you're at the FCS level, man, you get these extra weeks. It's a bonus. But I thought our guys played well on both sides of the ball and across the line of scrimmage. Again, you know how we always talk about that. We won it at the line of scrimmage. And anytime you can rush for 300 yards, and we only threw it 16 times, but Chase was 14 for 16. So he's very, very efficient.
Now, when you look at it, Coach Rebo rolled up 481 yards of offense, but 316 of it rushing. I mean, are y'all kind of like the Baltimore Ravens or the way you structured? I'm watching that Ravens 49ers game. Boy, if you could control and win it in the trenches, and boy, can you run the ball and maybe utilize, you know, play action or in the passing game? Because when you look at it, Chase, I mean, talk about efficiency. He only threw 16 passes, but being 14-16, like Mike mentioned, then you look with his feet, 46 yards rushing. Well, it seems like you have a winning formula right there and playing close to the vest, so to speak, and not throwing the ball 50 times a game. But I thought that was a great game plan. Would that be maybe something you can utilize against North Dakota State or what? Considering we all know about their track record being the number one seed, but I know you got to be encouraged playing in the Fargo Dome, you're not dealing with a 20-something degree temperature and playing in a controlled environment.
Yeah, I thought running the football is something that we like to do. I think we got three really good running backs that can get it going. And, you know, we were a little concerned. Our starting right tackle was out this game. And we had to move some guys around, and we moved Mikhail Hill to tackle, and Zach Trahan got his first start at guard. And once we got it rolling, let me tell you this, it's all a numbers game. And when you got number five out wide, and they have to double him and take a guy out of the box, and that's what Chase, I thought, did a good job of checking us into the run and getting us in the pass. It was just perfect setup for us.
Coach, one of the things is two guys came up big on the defensive side of the football. Again, we can talk about Sully all the time, but Jarius Monroe, seven tackles in the game, and also Kevin Moore. Man, he's been a consistent guy for you all season long in run defense and also in the pass coverage part of the game.
Yeah, Mike, we knew this. They had some big receivers. We talked about it last week. 6'4". I thought those guys were physical. I thought there was a lot of pushing and tugging on both sides, and I got to tell you, the referees let us play, and you kind of like that. I thought they pushed off a couple times, but I thought we got away with some pulls also. But those guys came up big. We were hanging all over them several times, and they were making catches, and we said, hey, we just got to stay in there and stay in there. Jarius came up big. Darren Evans also on the other side. He had five pass breakups. He did a real good job. And Kevin Moore, what can you say about him? He's always around the ball. He got the interception. And we kept him out of the end zone, held him to two field goals.
And Coach Rebo, talking about the holding of the two field goals, I thought this had to be frustrating for the staff and the coach at the North Dakota, that it was the first time that they did not score a touchdown against an FCS opponent since 2014. So you're talking about a handful of years. So anytime, to me, I think you would take this approach. You hold an opponent to 6 points. Shame on you if you don't win, if you're able to do that.
Exactly right. And, Bobby, you know this. We held them to 44 yards rushing. And they like to run the football. And once you can make them one-dimensional and having to throw it, I was feeling pretty good about our defense.
One thing, Coach, that quarterback, he was a little bit more mobile than I thought he was. You know, he got away because there was some pressure on him, and he was able to elude some of it some of the time. But he was a little better athlete than I thought he would.
Yeah, and you know, I thought they had a good game plan. It was to get rid of the ball quick.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, sometimes it was 2 seconds and he was getting the ball out of his hands. But the one big time he didn't, he held it a little too long, and number 55 got the sack, the strip, and we got the fumble on the 1 yard line, which is a big part of the game.
Now, Coach Rebo, you look at your time at task with the Nicholls State Colonels, 3 straight playoff appearances. This is going to be their second trip to the second round of the playoffs. I know you want to continue to fight on and be national champs, but it just shows you what you brought on board is stability with the program and obviously the support you're getting from the fan base at Nicholls State and Thibodaux.
Yeah, I thought the fan base that came out in support, the crowd was fantastic on Saturday. And I told our team that we fed off that crowd. And we made it a home field advantage. You work hard to get a home game, and our players took advantage of that. And now we have to go on the road, and we got to play in a tough venue. We know that. I know that track record. Our guys know that. But I think this team is built for this situation. We've been working for 4 years. We've been in some big venues and some big games, and we just got to go there and play our game.
Coach, one of the things last year on that red turf, how momentum swung so much. You guys had a lead. You fixing to go in with a bigger lead at halftime.
That was at Eastern Washington,
and
right?
Yeah. You get a kick blocked, and they run it back all the way. It goes to show those little bitty things, and that's why I always talk to you about special teams. I talk to your brother about it. He's fixing to become a charter member, like a special teams coach. No, we try to distract the officials as much as we can. But on that part, the special teams part of the game against this team is going to be so important. You can't let them win that part of the battle because it could be that close, and that could swing the tide. We saw it last year.
That's right. And how many times y'all always talk about the hidden yardage in the kicking game in that field position? And there's nothing like a momentum of a block kick. And we tried to hang on as long as we could in the third quarter last year. And we just couldn't. That momentum got us in the fourth quarter. So it was big. But hopefully going into that situation last year, our guys can draw from some of the past experiences of that, and I'll be a little better this year.
Now, Coach Rebo, we talked about running the ball, that when you have 316 yards rushing, we've talked about week in and week out with Julian Gums, rushed for 172 yards on 16 carries. That was, 6 yards shy of his career high, but he did break a single-season rushing record with Figueroa getting 1,103 yards. That was set by him, and I'm looking, it was his fifth 100-plus rushing game of the season. But just even talk about, because we talked about Julian Gums, but how about Dontrell Taylor? He also rushed for 95 yards and a touchdown. So I think that has to be significant to have that 1-2 punch and able to get it done with not just one guy.
Yeah, Dontrell has been banged up all year, and to see him come back was really excited for him. He gives us a little different dimension. Julian is more of that inside guy, and he can pound it and run over you. And Dontrell has a little bit of that spark, a little bit of shiftiness, and I was glad to see him back and get in the end zone. And let me tell you what he does. He is so good in that third down in the protection in the passing game also, which, you can't put a price tag on that neither.
Coach, congratulations to you. Get to the second round. But I'm going to be honest with you. This is the biggest game in Nicholls State history. You guys on the road. And, man, bring home that W for the Colonels, for your football team, and for Nicholls State.
Okay, man. Mike, thank you, Bobby. I appreciate all you do, man.
Thanks a lot, Coach.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.